So we have the Seder B'chabura in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. Not just in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, but in the Churvishul, whose legacy as being part of the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, which was Chayze V'Neir very much in the 18th century, and then in the 19th century into the 20th and 21st century, played such a prominent role. So I think it's kedai to start now with the first of the Ezra Hashem, which will be several raid bites over the course of the Nesiyah, just to talk a little bit about Yerushalayim, Bizman Hazeh, talk a little bit about the Mokam HaMikdosh, Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam, in Hilchis Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph says, Sholosh Mitzvos Nitztavu Yisrael, B'shas K'nisasam La'aretz. The Yidden were commanded to do three mitzvahs when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Limnois lehem melech, to appoint a king, shenema soim tosim alecha melech, ulahachriz zarish al amalek, and to get rid of all of the offspring of Amalek, shenema timcha ezecher Amalek. And finally, velivnois lehem beis abchira, and to build a beis hamikdosh, shenema l'shichnois sidrishu uvasa shama. So the Rambam, quoting Gemara, in the Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Amud Bey says that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they were commanded to do three mitzvahs. Number one, appoint a king. Number two, destroy any offspring of Amalek. And number three, to build the Beis HaMikdash. As it relates to Livnois Lehem Beis HaBchir, Zok De Rambam, what's the Makar? It's a pasuk in the Torah, it's in Parashas Re'eh. Shenema L'shichnois Sidrishu Uvasa Shama. V'lach HaMishnah, Othenard, asks Akasha from another Rambam, Astiris HaRambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph says, Mitzvah Saseh, Lasois Bayis Lashem. There's a Mitzvah Saseh to build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Muchan, it should be prepared, Liyais Makrivim by our Karbonis, for a place that Yidden should be able to bring Karbonis, the Chayyel of Shalosh Pam Mashana. And also, where Yidden should be able to go and be chaygeg, be oil regal three times a year. Shenemar, va'asuli mikdash, v'shachanti b'soicham. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira, also discusses the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah saseh, lasis, bayis, mucham Hashem. Rambam gives two descriptions of what the tachlis, what the tayeles of a Beis HaMikdash is. Number one, liyis, makriven bar karbonis. Number two, v'chaygeg in elav shalosh pamim bashana. But the Rambam here quotes a different source. The Rambam quotes the pasuk that we all know, the pasuk in Parshas Truma. It says, "Va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham." And freit the lechem mishnah l'chayir it's a stiras haRambam. In Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph and Hilchas Melachim, the Rambam says, "What's the makar that the Yidden had a chiyuv to build a beis abchira shenema l'shichnay sidrishu uvasna shama?" And in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph and Hilchas Beis Abchira, the Rambam says, "What's the makar that there's a mitzvah to say lasis bayis l'Hashem?" Because it says, Va'asuli mikdash, v'chayra, the Rambam seems to be bringing two independent makayras to the same mitzvah. And in the eyes of the Lechem Mishnah, this was a kushya tsumo. The tzarechian says the Lechem Mishnah, l'chayra tzistiris haRambam. Lechem Mishnah tries to give a little bit of an etzah. I saw the Rabbi Zalman in Evan Ha'azel has a little bit of a pilpul to try to give a little bit of an etzah. But it could be that there's a mahalach that we could say. And maybe it's even MS, and maybe it's even Pashat. That is, it's interesting, but if you go through the Torah, like we're actually doing now, B'chabura, holding in Parshas Vayishlach, it's interesting to note that the city of Yerushalayim is never mentioned. The Mokam HaMikdash is never mentioned. In fact, the closest thing that there is to a mention, a reference to Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh is in Parshas Lech Lecha, where the Torah says, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem, and the Targum Unkel says, Malki de Yerushalayim. Sholem, as in a reference to Yerushalayim. But the city of Yerushalayim is never mentioned in the Torah. If you think about it, it's a pella. Yerushalayim, which plays such a central role in Yiddishkeit. There's so many dine d'iraisa and dine d'rabbanon that relate to Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh and of course to the Mokam HaMikdash, and it's not even mentioned in the Torah. What does this even mean? Truth is, if you go through the psukim, and really starting from Parashat Re'eh, Perikud Beis. The Torah says again and again and again, and again and again and again, more than 20 times, that the Yidden, when you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a place, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm going to choose. And that place that I'm going to choose is going to be a holy place. There's going to be a city that's going to be a holy city, and within that city, there's going to be a place that's going to be the holiest place within that city. And there's going to be many different halachas that are going to relate to the city, and then even more halachas that are going to relate to the place in that city. Just to bring the point. The pasuk says that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they make Avodah Zarahs, and they build their getchkes wherever they want. Says the Torah, Lo Yisasun Keim LaHashem Elokeichem. When it comes to the Eibishter, you can't just go ahead and pop up a Mizbeach and decide that you want to offer up Karbonis, wherever it is. Ki Em Al HaMokem Asher Yivchar HaShem Elokeichem Michol Shevchateichem. But rather, you know where you as a Yid are going to have to bring your Karbonis. You're going to have to bring them to the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to choose. From all the different Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvon, the Eibishter is going to pick the chelik of one of these shvatim. That's going to be the chosen place, literally. And it's over there that you're going to go. L'shichnei sidra shuvas shama. That's where you're going to bring your karbanos. V'aveisim shama oylei seichem v'zivcheichem. V'es maestroi seichem. V'es tumas yetchem. V'nidreichem. V'nidvoi seichem. V'b'cheris p'karchem v'tzoyinchem. V'achaltem shom l'fnei Hashem olikeichem. Usmachtem b'chom mishlach yetchem. Atem uvateichem asher b'rach Hashem olikeichem. Lo yisasun k'chol asher anachnu oysim p'yayoyim. Ish kol ayot shebe'en av yitase. No. You're going to have to go and bring all these karbanos where, in the place that in the future I'm going to choose. Skipping a few psukim. It's going to be in the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose to rest his Shechino. It's over there that you're going to bring. It's called Asher Anoichim Mitzav Eschem. Oivoy Seichem, Vizivcheichem, Maisrei Seichem, Utrum Asiyetchem, V'chol Mivchar Nidreichem, Asher Tidru Lashem. I'm skipping again. Be careful when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Don't just bring Oilois wherever you want. Hashem is going to choose a place. And that place that the Eibush is going to choose, it's over there. Shom tas le'oyloi secho. Shom tas ha'kol asher anoichi mitzavecho. Here's another pasuk. Lo yisucha lecho v'sharecho. Masa degoncha v'siroishch v'sarecho. You can't just go ahead and eat ma'isa sheni wherever you want. U'becheres p'korch v'tzeinecho. U'kotchim kalim. V'chol u'darecha asher tidor v'nit v'isecho. Shumat yodecho. Kim lefnei Hashem alekecho teichlenu. Ba'mokim asher yivcha Hashem. There's a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose, and it's over there, Teichlenu. It's over there that you're going to go ahead, and you're going to be able to eat it. Ato vincha uvitecha. The Torah goes on again and again and again. Says halachos that we know are negei Yerushalayim. Says halachos that we know are negei the Mokim HaMikdash. But the Torah never mentions Yerushalayim and the Mokim HaMikdash by name. The Torah says, I'm leaving you in suspense. I'm not telling you. You're going to have to wait. You have to wait. Suspense. You're going to find out. You're going to enter Yisrael. I'm going to choose a place. And it's going to be in that place that all the halachas that we know about, all the halachas that we learn about every single day right now in Daf Yomi, all those halachas are going to be negeya. Right? Think about some of the psukim we know. Shalosh pamim bashani yirah kol schorcha es pnei adon Hashem where? Bamokim. Right? Asher yivchar. Right? Doesn't say Yerushalayim. It says bamokim asher yivchar. It's always bamokim asher yivchar. Go weiter in Parsha Shoiftim, where the Torah talks about the Zakim Mamre. Zakim Mamre goes up to the Makam HaMikdash, and he's a Mamre, right? He goes Keneged, the Bezen HaGadol, and the Torah says, Vaisasar, Vasisa, where did he go? Vakamto, Valisa, Alamakim, Asher Yivchar Hashem. Torah doesn't mention it by name. There's no mention of Yerushalayim or HaKadosh anywhere in the Torah. There's no mention of the Makam HaMikdash anywhere in the Torah. Torah literally leaves us hanging. Torah says, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And when you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to choose a place. And when I choose a place, that place is going to involve a city and then a Mokim Kadosh within that city. So when was Yerushalayim chosen? When was it chosen? When did the Yidden figure out that the place is Yerushalayim and within Yerushalayim it's the Har HaBayis, it's the Har Meriah? When did that place itself, it's under the Torah, where is it? When did it take place? So for that, all you have to know, all, is a little bit of Nach. And really, it's the very, very last episode in Sefer Shmuel. It's in Shmuel Beis, very, very end. It's Perek Chof Dalet. Perek Chof Dalet begins, Vayosef af Hashem lachreis b'Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu continued to get angry at Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, lo yodati almo. Not sure exactly what's going on. Rashi HaKadosh. I'm not sure. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu got very, very angry.
Vayosef af Hashem lachis b'Yisrael. Vayoses es David bohem leimor leich minei es Yisrael v'es Yehuda. And because there was this charoin af, David HaMelech had this impetus, he had this feeling that the right thing to do is to go ahead and to count the Yidden. So we're all familiar with David HaMelech counting the Yidden, which of course is not something that a Yid is ever supposed to do. Machsa Shekel, Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. David HaMelech infamously counted Klal Yisrael. This is where it happened. It happens in the very, very end of Shmuel Beis. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer HaMelech al Yoyov. So the Melech, David HaMelech, goes to his Sar HaChai al Yoyov, and he says, Shut na b'chol shiftei Yisrael. I want you to go wander amongst all the Jews, Midan v'ad Be'er Sheva, from sea to shining sea, Ufiktu es ha'am. And I want you to count the folk, V'yodati es mispar ha'am. And when you do that, I'm going to know how many Yidden are there. Yoav tries putting up a fight. Yoav says, "Lama chafitz ba David azeh." David, you know that's not a good idea. But Vayechzak Dvar HaMelech al Yoav. Val sorry achoyel. But David HaMelech says, "No, I want you to go ahead. I want you to count the Yidden." No, so Yoav had no choice. Vayetze Yoav v'sorei achayel lifnei HaMelech lifkoid es ha'am es Yisrael. He went out to count the Yidden. And the pasuk says, "Vayavu es hayardein, vayachnu bar oirer." They literally went everywhere, every single place that there were Yidden living. It didn't matter where it was, they went and they counted. And then finally, I'm skipping several psukim. Yoav comes with a census, he delivers it to the king. How many Yidden were there? 800,000 Ishchayel that were literally yielding swords. The Ish Yehuda Chamesh Meis Elefish, and then Ish Yehuda 500,000. The pasuk says, "Vayach Lev David Oisai Achrei Kain Safar Esam." As soon as David HaMelech got the census, then somehow and for some reason, he decided maybe this was not such a good idea. Yoav tried talking him out of it, but he went fight there anyways. But at this point, he realized this was a mistake. Vayomer David al Hashem, and David turns to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Chatosi Ma'oy Dasher Osisi." I sinned terribly. Please forgive me. I acted very, very foolishly. The pasuk says, David HaMelech woke up in the morning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to God Hanavi, who was the Chayze of David. He was David's like private prophet. And he tells God, I have a message I want you to deliver to David. Go talk to David HaMelech. And you should tell him, so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sholosh Anoiti Noichel Alecha. I'm going to give you an Oinish, and I'm going to give you three options to choose from. So this Oinish involves multiple choice. You get to pick which Oinish you want. Bechar Locha Acha Mehem Ve'eselach. You pick the one that you want, and whatever it is, that's what I'm going to do. Vayavoy God El David Vayagaloy. So God comes to David HaMelech, and he says, I have some bad news. The bad news is that what you did was a terrible, terrible mistake. There was some Chareinaf in the world, and now David HaMelech, he was Moisef on the Chareinaf by counting Klal Yisrael, and because of that, you're going to be punished. That's the bad news. The good news is, at the very least, you get to pick your poison, so to speak. You get to decide what Oinish you're going to want. And then God talks. He says, Hasavi l'cha sheva shanim rav b'artzecha. If you want, you can pick 7 years of hunger. If you want, you could also have to run away from your enemies for 3 months. That's also an option. Or there could be a magefa that's going to last 3 days. So what do you want? You want 7 years of hunger? You want to be on the run for 3 months? Or do you want 3 days of a magefa? I have to deliver the message. Think about it for a minute. I'm going to come back to you. I have to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to tell him what you want. The pasuk says, and we all know this pasuk, that Yomer David al God. David turns to God. He says, "Sar li ma'od, nipla no biyad Hashem ki rabim rachamov uviyad adam ala poilo." What was David HaMelech saying? He said, "I would rather the oimish that's going to be tali in HaKadosh Baruch Hu uviyad adam ala poilo." He said, "I don't want to be tali biyad adam." Cherev and Rav, that's Biyad Adam. Dever, that's Kol Kula Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to know what I want? I want that there should be a Dever. That's what he chooses. He says, I know that Kirabim Rachamov, and if my Oynish is going to come directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then at the very least, there's going to be a Midas HaRachamim. Over Biyad Adam, man, I don't trust. Allah Poyle, that's not something I want. Vayitain Hashem Dever B'Yisrael. And as soon as David HaMelech chose Dever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately brought a Dever. Me'ad Boiker Vad Ismoyet. from the boiker until the time that the dever was supposed to last. 70,000 Yidden died as a result of this.
Yerushalayim.
Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach to Yerushalayim, l'shachasa, to destroy it. And as the malach is about to destroy the city of Yerushalayim, all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a little bit of a regret, so to speak.
Stop.
Where was the malach at that minute when he was going to go destroy Yerushalayim? He was in Geirin Ho'aravna Hayavusi. He was on the top of the field, the Geschäft, of a man whose name was Aravna, who was a Jebusite. He was a Yavusi.
David HaMelech saw the Malach standing by the Geirin of Aravna Yavusi.
So David HaMelech turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Hine anoichi chotosi, v'anoichi hevesi, ve'ela atzoin me'osu, tino yotcho biu uveisavi. You know, you're letting out all this anger on all the Yidden. I didn't realize 70,000 Yidden already died. You know what? I'm the one that made a mistake. Take it out on me. I deserve to bear the punishment of Klal Yisrael. Why should everybody have to suffer? Says the very, very next pasuk. All of a sudden, mamish, as David HaMelech has this hergish, he sees this malach on the top of the geirin of Aravna Yavusi, he gets another visit from his private chayza, from God. And he told him, I want you to go and I want you to erect a mizbeach on the geirin, right here, of Aravna Yavusi. David says, sure. Vayal David kidvar God, kashati vashem. Vayashkiv Aravna. Aravna looks at, Vayaris hamelech vesavod of Avram Olav. I mean, Aravna sounds like a gvir. He owns acres of property. All of a sudden, the king is coming with an entourage and he can't believe it. Like, what did I do? Am I in trouble? Like, what's happening? Vayetze Aravna. Aravna runs out. Vayishtachu lamelech apa arza. And he gives him tremendous covet. He bows down to him. Vayomer Aravna. Aravna said, Madua ba doini amelech alavdoi. He says, why are you coming to me? Vayomer David. David said, Liknois me'imcha es hagayrin. I want to buy your gayrin. You want to buy my gayrin? He said, you want to buy my gayrin? You own half the real estate in this country. Why do you need my gayrin? Livnois mizbeach l'Hashem. Because I need to build a mizbeach. Because I was told by God that if I build a mizbeach, it wasn't the first in the pasuk, but if I build a mizbeach, the teyotzer amagefa me'alom. 70,000 people died. You know what's going on, right? Everybody's quarantining right now. If I build a mizbeach right here on your garden, I was told by the Navi, that's going to end the magaif. Ravna hears that. He says, Meshigah, we're going to sit down with lawyers now. We're going to write a contract. He says, take it. Yikach. Not just that. You need animals, right? Just take all my animals. Here's the eitzim. What else do you need? Take hakol nosen Ravna melech hamelech. He said, you could have everything. Ravna told the king, Hashem elokecha yurtzecha, Hashem should be with you. You can take whatever you want. I want to pay for it. I'm not going to go ahead and bring Eilois on a piece of property that I got for free. And the pasuk says that David went ahead and he bought this property. And David HaMelech went and he built a mizbeach there. And he brought Eilois to Shlomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillos of David, Vateyotzer hamageifa me'al Yisrael, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. This is the way Sefer Shmuel ends. Says Chazal, and really it's Mefurish Psukim in Divrei Hayom, that it was at this second when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to David HaMelech and he told him, I want you to buy the Geirin of Aravna Hayavusi, that this promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made more than 20 times in Sefer Devarim played itself out l'maisa. This is when the Makom HaMikdash was chosen. Until then, it could have been anywhere. Didn't have to be Yerushalayim. Maybe it would have been Chevron. Maybe it would have been Meron Tzfas Tver. It could have been anywhere. In Yerushalayim? I don't know. It could have been anywhere in Yerushalayim too. But it was at this second when God tells David, Alei Hokem Lashem Mizbeach, Begoyrin Aravna Hayavusi, this is where it played itself out. That it's the city of where the Geirin of Aravna Yavusi was, that would be the Mokim Asher Yivchar in terms of Shtot, and it's that Mokim Mamish that would be the Mokim Asher Yivchar as it relates to where exactly the Mokim HaMikdash would be. The truth is, to appreciate this even more, In Sefer Yeshua, when the Yidden enter Eretz Yisrael and they conquer the land for the first time, there's a few psukim tucked away. They're so tucked away that even if you learn Sefer Yeshua, it's very easy to miss. The very end of Perek Tezvav, the pasuk says, "That's Hayavusi Yoshve Yerushalayim Lo Yachlu Bnei Yehuda Lo Hirisha." When the Yidden entered the land in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and they're going through shtetl after shtetl, they're killing king after king, the Yavusi, who had a stronghold in Yerushalayim, they weren't able to knock out. Vayeshev Hayavusi es Bnei Yehuda b'Yerushalayim ad Hayoyim Hazeh. The Yidden weren't even living in Yerushalayim until that story. When David HaMelech is told by God, go to the Goyrin of Aravna Yavusi, where is that? In Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem? The Yidden are living already a few hundred years in Eretz Canaan. Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. They had not conquered that city. It wasn't even on the radar, b'chla, let alone being the chosen place. They couldn't, because the Yavusi, the Yoshvi Yerushalayim, they were too strong. This was an unbelievable chiddush. But David HaMelech was told, yeah, that city, Yerushalayim, which has been completely neglected, that even Yeshua ben Nun, with the Nisim and the Floyds, wasn't able to conquer. I'm telling you, that's the Mizbech that he's supposed to go to, because it's in that city, and on that place in that city, that's the chosen nation. I just want to bring out this point a drop better. From the second year that the Yidden went to Midbar, the Yidden already had a Mishkan, right? They had a place where they could bring karbonis. They had a place that they could be Oyle Regel, even though the Ramban in a few places in the spiritual altar has a suffix if there was a mitzvah Oyle Regel in the Mishkan. But that raid aside, they had a place where they can come and appear in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. All the laws of Zvachim and Menachis, they all applied. They all applied. They didn't have Yerushalayim. They didn't have the Makam HaMikdash. They didn't have that Makam HaSheyivcher that the Torah references more than 20 times in Sefer Dvar. Right, just to map it out a little bit better. We know that the first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. The second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. The Yidden had a Mishkan for how many years? For 479 years. 39 years in the Midbar, 14 years in Gilgal, that's where the Mishkan was immediately when they entered Eretz Canaan. Then it was in Shiloh, hashtag tomorrow's raid, for 369 years. Then it was in Neiv Givon for another 56 years. So in total, it was 479 years that Yidden had a Mishkan. It was afterwards that Shlomo HaMelech went and he built a Beis HaMikdash, which immediately follows this mice over here in Shmuel Beis, and then there's a Bayis Rishon, goes bubble for 70 years, and then there's a Bayis Sheni, and then, Metz Hashem, one day there's going to be a Bayis Shlishi B'Karbi Main. But the point is that the Yidden had a place where they can do all the avoiders. They had a place where they can bring karbanis. They had a place where they could be chaygig by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What they didn't have yet was the Mokem HaSheyivcha. And the question then begs itself. What's unique then about the Mokem HaSheyivcha? It has to be that there's something unique, right? Because you have a Mishkan now, it's traveling with you, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. It's all over the place, right? All the Membeis Masois in the Midbar, and then it's in Gilgal, and then it's in Shiloh, and then it's in Noiv, and then it's in Givon. But the Torah keeps on saying that there's going to be a place where there's going to be a Mokem HaSheyivcha, and somehow that's going to be different. If the Torah mentions it over and over and over again, and that place that was chosen with such drama in the end of Shmuel Beis, it has to be that Lo Yiroi Zeh K'Roi Zeh. Hatzad HaShov Shebehen, their places of Ashroi Sashchina. But it's clear that this Mokem HaSheyivcha Hashem is different than Mishkan, because all the places that the Mishkan was in wasn't in the Mokem HaSheyivcha Hashem. It was a place that the Yidden had sort of gone with the flow and chosen that that's where they're going to be. But then there's this one place, and David says, I'm going to choose that that's the place I want it to be. And once it's there, Ein Achrei HaHeter, right? That's where it's always going to have to be. There's no such thing as a Mishkan popping up after that. So what's the difference between Mishkan, which was together with the Yidden for 479 years, and then Mikdash, which is in Yerushalayim and HaKodesh, that's in the Har Meriah. I found the Maariv Mokem Nifla, that to me is a game changer in terms of understanding Mokem HaMikdash, in terms of understanding
where we're going now, Ad V'Loyad B'chlal, right?
And that's in the Alshach HaKadosh, in Parshas V'Aschanon. And if you have the new Alshachs, they cross-reference the different places where the Alshach says this, B'kitzer, but I'm reading from Parshas V'Aschanon. The Alshach HaKadosh says as follows. He says the idea of a Mishkan, the idea of a Mikdash, is a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashrish Chinoseh with Klal Yisrael. We're living over here in a world of Hester Panim. But there's a Musig of Shechina B'tachtoinu, where the Eibishter says that I'm going to take the Shechina and I'm going to be together with you. But says the Alshach, that when the Yidden had a Mishkan, the gather of the Mishkan was, we live B'tachtoinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm willing to come and be your guest. If you let me into your house, if you make a place for me to come, then I'll come, I'll be with you, I'll be Mashra Shechina, and I'll be Mashra Shechina on such an incredibly deep, complex level that there'll be a parish of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshah, there'll be an Azara, there'll be an Heichal, there'll be a Lefnai V'Leflim. The Eibishter says, I'm willing to come and be your guest. It's a Chiddush from Azach. There's an idea of Shechina B'Tachtoinim that the Eibishter says, I'll come, I'll be your guest. But says the Alshach, then the Eibishter writes in the Torah, that there's going to be a day, I'm not telling you when, and I'm not telling you where, but there's going to be a day, and there's going to be a time, and there's going to be a place, where I'm going to tell you, go ahead and build me my own house, and then you'll be able to come visit me in my house. I'm not going to be visiting your house, you're going to be visiting my house, and that's going to be on a whole different level. The Mishkan, says the Alshach, was the Eibishter coming and checking into our hotel, so to speak, being in a reyach by us, it's gewald, it's mechayev dinim. The whole Seder Kachim comes from that. But then, says the Eibush, there's going to be a time and place where I'm going to ask you to build my house. And then, when we're together, when we're convening, I'm not a guest in your house, you're going to be a guest in my house. And my house, that's already a whole different Indian. That's a whole different Madrega of Kedusha. That's a whole different Bechina. That's a whole different beginner. The Alshach HaKadosh says that Yirmiyahu HaNavi said at the time of the Churban, he said, "Mi etneni b'midbar meloin orchem." He says, I wish it would have been like when we were in the Midbar, where I was a guest, Zok the Alshach. Because when the Yid were in the Midbar, if the Eibishter wanted to sever his tie with Klal Yisrael, so what's the Eibishter do? I'm checking out, ask for my bill, I check out, I pay the fees, and I leave. But that's good if the Eibishter is a guest by us. But now in Eretz Yisrael, you're a guest by me. I can't leave. And it's for that reason, says the Alshach, Eish v'yashva badad, ha'ir rabasiyam ha'isakal mana. Because the Eibishter says, I can't leave. So if I can't leave, who has to leave? Klal Yisrael has to leave. And that's why Golsi Yehuda Me'ayini, and that's why Klal Yisrael had to leave, and the Eibishter is like an almana waiting for her husband to come back one day. But the Eibishter can't leave anymore. And the Eibishter at the time of the Churban said, Mi etneni b'mid b'maloi narchim halavai, I would have been a guest by you. Because I wouldn't have to throw you out of the land. I would just be able to leave. But I can't just leave. I can't just leave. And the reason is because this is my house. And being that this is my house, it's for that reason I have to be here. I have to be here. If we need to sever our relationship, if we need to sever our tie, well then it's you. You're the one that's going to have to leave. But I'll kopanim. It's mavura. And we're just getting started. This is part one, Be'ez Hashem, part two, part three, part four, part five is going to come. But what emerges from here is that really, within the world of Mishkan and within the world of Mikdash, there were two dinim, two fundamentally different dinim. There was a tkufa, 479 years, where the Eibishter said, I'm a guest by Klal Yisrael. Mi etneini b'midbar meloin orchem. And it was Shechina b'tachtoinim. And it was Mechayiv, all the dinim of Seder Kachem. But then the Eibishter kept on saying, there's going to be a day. There's going to be a day when I'm going to ask you to do something else. Not just to build a bias where I can come now and check into your hotel, where you can host me, where I can be a guest for the weekend and then leave. There's going to be a time where I'm going to ask you to build my house. And it's going to be Kibesi. It's going to be the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're going to come, and you're going to come to me. I think it's Poshit. These are the two Rambams. The Rambam says in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Mitzvah Saseh Lasseh Bayis Lashem. There's a mitzvah says today for a youth to build a bayis l'Hashem. What's the purpose? Liyos makrivim by a karbonos v'chayigin elav sholish pamim b'shano shenem av osuli mikdash. That mitzvah was chal immediately. They didn't got the Torah. They had a mitzvah of the osuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. That's a mitzvah they got that second. Build a place where there could be a shechina b'tachtoinim, where you could be mekayim teres koyanim, where you could ever say the kachim, where you could learn zvachim and menachis. You could bring a chatasoy v'oilosoy. You could bring all the dinim that we're learning about right now. And that mitzvah was chal miyad, and we were mekayim that mitzvah for 479 years. But then Dr. Rambam in Hilchis Malachim, that is another mitzvah. And this mitzvah is Shalosh mitzvahs in Stavi Yisrael b'chnisas on la'aretz. That when you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, this is going to be a new mitzvah. You know what that is? Number one, Livnois Lamelech. Number two, Lahachri Zaru Shalamalik. The Livnois Lam Beis Abchira. And to go ahead and build a base. What do you mean? I thought that's for Asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. For Asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. That's to have a place that the Eibishter can come with you. A place where the Eibishter can be your guest. Where the can be Shechina b'tachtoyim. That's a mitzvah. Rather, that's a mitzvah. Tosh tein Torah v'asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. But there's a gag al gag. And that is the Eibishter says there's going to be a time and place. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. It's b'mokam ha'sheyivcha. How many times do I have to say it? It's staring us in the eye. There'll be a time. And if you know a little bit of Nach, you know exactly when it took place in the end of Shmuel Beis, where the Eibishter says, I'm going to choose the place. And that's going to be mechayev a new mitzvah. Because as soon as you know where it is, l'shichnoi sidrichu v'asa shama, there and only there, va'asali mikdash is to have a mikdash. L'shichnoi sidrichu v'asa shama is to be mekayim that mokam ha'sheyivcha. Umam meduyik, I think, if you look at the Shoyne Azov Shal HaRambam, in Hilchas Beis Abchira, the Rambam says, mitzvah saseh lasa is bayis l'Hashem. In Hilchas Melachim, the Rambam says, what's the third of the three mitzvahs? Livnois lahem beis abchira. In Hilchas beis abchira, ironically, the Rambam's lashon is bayis l'Hashem. A bayis, build a bayis, build a mishkan. 39 years in the Midbar, 14 years in Gilgal, 369 years in Shiloh, and then it's going to be a Noiva Givine. That's not the Mokam Asher Yivchar Hashem. That's a place. That's a Bayis Lashem. Hilchas Melachim, that's a different din. The Livnoi Islam, Beis Abchira. Why did Rambam switch from Bayis Lashem to Beis Abchira? Valdo, the Rambam Redfegan, an Angder Mitzvah. Here he's talking about building that Mokam Asher Yivchar. What's the difference? Oh, it's very, very different. The Bayis Lashem is build a house that the Eibishter can come to. Make a Mizbeach and a Shulchan and a Menorah. It should be a place that the Eibishter can come. The Eibishter says, this is what your house, this is what the guest room has to look like if you want me to be your guest. This is what I need in the refrigerator. This is how it has to be stocked. Otherwise, I can't come to you. That's Vasuli Mikdash. That's Bayis Lashem. Livnei Islam Beis Abchira, that's an under a mitzvah. That's the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That has a whole different surah. That's already a whole different Indian. I think it's poshit. I think it's poshit and maybe even emes. That's these two dinim for shteita on the Rambam. This is part one, the Ezra Hashem, a little bit later. We're going to learn part two.